Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Sean Simmons. My interviewee will be Dr. Rogers, and today is April 12th, 1995. My subject will be the Civil Rights Movement and Dr. Rogers. Okay, where were you born?
Thank you, Sean. I was born in Anniston, Alabama.
Okay. Who's your parents?
My parents were Gordon A. Rogers Sr. and my mother's name was Fanny Lewis before she married.
And what was your spouse's name?
My spouse was named Agnes Rudolph.
Okay, Dr. Rogers. Can you describe your education to me? How far you got, your college and everything like that, and the job you have?
Yes, I'll be glad to show. By the time I got to the sixth grade, the influence of the principal was not he was on the mission to not be a part of the particular. I think they okayed he had in the seventh grade. And of course, he did all this positive in the welfare of the black students. Next year, start that coffee there. I mean, let it run, and I'll continue to talk. You want to make your coffee now?
You're right, you go.
Yeah. Okay. You have asked me about my schooling as a child, and I went to the Anniston Public School through the ninth grade. In the city of Anniston originally, built the black public school to go through six, just for the elementary classes, and it went from one through six, but through the ingenuity of some loving and cooperative black principals, down through the course of 10 years, they added one grade at a time without getting full financial support from the board, and so I was able to go to Anniston School through the ninth grade.
Okay, Dr. Rogers, now back to your parents. What part of the states were your parents born in?
My mother was born in Anniston, Alabama. Her name was Fanny Lewis. My father was born in Wetumpka. His name was Gordon A. Rogers. And of course, after I was born and they called me that, he had to put a senior on his name to tell us apart. So my father, Gordon A. Rogers Sr., was born in Wetumpka, Alabama in the 1800s, in the 1880s.
Okay, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister.
Okay, can you tell me anything about them?
Yeah, my sister is the older, and she went to school in Anniston, Alabama, and after she finished the seventh grade, she went to the preparatory school at Talladega College to finish high school, and she got her bachelor's of arts degree at Talladega College back in the early 30s, from about 31 or 32. My brother is the younger, and he went through the ninth grade in Anniston, Alabama before we were sent to Talladega to finish high school in the college preparatory school, they call it, instead of calling it a high school. And I've about forgotten what we were talking about. You are, I'm telling you about my sisters and brothers. Yes. Okay. When you get old, you know, Sean, you things fade away from you while you're dealing with these facts right away. And as you saw them talking about my brothers going to school, all at once, I said, what was I talking about? Okay, now, the question is, the schooling of my brother. Yes. Okay, he finished high school at Talladega College Preparatory School. He finished Talladega College in 1934. It's the same year I graduated from college, 1934. And he went to medical school at Howard University in Washington, D.C., where he received his M.D. degree. And that was in 1942. Pearl Harbor had just occurred, so everybody was, the Army wanted every living person to come in and help fight the war. And when the perpetuation of democracy. So he was put in the Army in 1942 and served 3 years. And he was a captain in the Army, of course, with the MD degree. And he, after he got it, served his Army time, he did some more. Did some hospital interning and doing a residency to get some public health experience, and that and in the late 40s, he and three other classmates formed a group that practiced medicine in Kansas City, Missouri, where he lived until, he's still in Kansas City, Missouri. But in the early 50s, his urge to get into public health so that medical services could be filtered down, I shouldn't say filtered down, you want to send it 100% medical services. So he joined a practice group, several fellows who had gone to medical school with him got together and formed a group, and they practiced in Kansas City until 10 years ago. But my brother had this urging for public health, and about 20 years ago, he stopped practicing and went to the University of Michigan and got a master's in public health, and went back to Kansas City and began the first neighborhood health center that the United States Public Health Service has. And it's still operating, the public health center that my brother opened up in Kansas City. Most of these places, public health centers are organized and get the government support, and they operate for 3 or 4 years, and politics goes wrong inside the medical center, not from Washington where the politics goes wrong. And they have to close it down, but the one my brother organized in Kansas City is the only one in the whole United States which has survived all kinds of turmoil and competition from the medical society, and who claim that make false claims against the United States Public Health Service. And so he's still there. He's 2 years younger than I am. And the federal government apparently lets him continue to run that, although he's almost 80 years old. Mm-hmm. And he travels all around the world, all around the United States, and in the United States dependencies like the islands down in the Pacific and the Philippines and all that kind of stuff, to help direct those people into a successful way to operate a public health center.
Right now, what is your occupation in life? Or what was your occupation?
Once a dentist, always a dentist. I came back from World War II and opened a dental office here in Anniston, Alabama in 1947 or 48, one or the other. And I've been here since.
Okay, when you came back, what kind of community did you live in?
When I came back?
Yes.
Yeah, I lived right here in Anniston, Alabama, in the 1600 block on Cooper. And it was just like it was when I left, going to World War II. And Anniston is aware of military people and military efforts. And I got acquainted with some of the military people and had a chance to decide whether I'd done the right thing to stay in the Army or to get out of the Army. And I still think I did the right thing, and if I had to do it over again, I would do the same thing, get out of the Army after the war and get to doing some work on civilians.
Okay. How do you describe your community? Of course, like racial makeups, occupational, racial, recreation, or organization, etc. How do you describe it?
Well, Anniston, my hometown here where I was born, is an above the average town in for the Southland as far as race relations are concerned. And but of course during the segregation days, or Jim Crow days if you want to call them that, the Anniston Police Department steadfastly enforced the segregation laws. But after the President Truman passed the, what's the name of this law? Affirmative action. Yeah, you know, when you've been away from something for a couple of decades, it gets kind of vague. But President Truman established community groups in all of this over the Southland who would draw their attention to doing away with the old Jim Crow laws and abiding by the Civil Rights Act of 1940. You don't remember that, do you? No. President Truman passed a Civil Rights Act, which in words gave black people complete rights of any other citizen, and made it illegal to discriminate for public places, to discriminate against black people.
Okay, what was your relationship in the community towards the Birmingham Police Department?
Oh, well, I guess it would be the same as my relationship with the Anniston Police Department. If I never did live in Birmingham, so I'll tell you in reference to the Anniston Police Department. Okay. How would that work?
Okay.
Anniston Police Department always claimed to be fair-minded and enforce laws without any any thought of the race of the people who are involved. And of course, everybody didn't think that they were really doing that, but they made some efforts to do it, enforce the law fairly. And I ran for public office back there, and that was one of my platform points is fair law enforcement for all people.